Locker Room Chats here coming to a close on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, here with our Nemaha Central Locker Room Chat, our Boys Locker Room Chat, here with Head Coach John Thomas. This Locker Room Chat here has been brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Well, Coach, it's been a pair of games the last time we spoke. Silver Lake and St. Mary's taking a loss to both those games. Coach, tell me about them.
We played well in both of them, I thought. Silver Lake game was a little bit of a disappointing loss in terms of how we lost it, because we had a 5-point lead with a minute or so to go, and in one possession we were went from up 5 to down 1 in a 6-point possession. So it really kind of a bad deal in terms of, we led the game, led most of the second half, and just couldn't finish it out. And then against St. Mary's was St. Mary's just on fire, shooting threes from the three-point line and hit 15 of them, and we just couldn't keep up.
Upcoming here with Riley County on Friday to close out the play in the Big East, how can you evaluate your Big East play so far this season, and also how do you have a good finish to it here coming up on Friday?
We've been up and down, maybe more down than up at times, but I can't question our effort and our attention to detail over the last couple weeks. We've been playing pretty well, just playing really good teams, and we will continue to play really good teams. Riley County's got a deceptive record. I think they're probably much better than what the record shows, and then we go into those last couple ball games playing some of the better teams in other classes.
Well, talking about a player right now, Caleb Schmalzi had 24 points against Silver Lake. He put up 15 points against St. Mary's. I mean, how much do you need this kid to continue having that level of confidence, especially coming down the end of the season, leading into the postseason?
Well, Caleb devotes about every free moment he has to basketball. So for him to be successful and to be our leading scorer and be important to our team, he's earned that right. He's able to, do a lot of things for us. And as I said at the beginning of the year, he's a person that can make everybody else better on the floor. And at times he's accomplished that. But I'm happy for him. He's had a good season, and hopefully he will continue to have, because obviously we're going to need him to play well and others to play well to be successful.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 9 here of our Locker Room Chats.
You're welcome.
Now, as Head Coach John Thomas with Nemaha Central, this Locker Room Chats been brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Upcoming for the Nemaha Central Thunder, it's Riley County here on Friday. Next Tuesday, it's against the Olpe Eagles.